For 20 years, Elvis Costello has wanted to make what he calls an uptown pop record with a little swagger.
By that, I mean it's not made in a cellar or a garage, leaving space in the arrangement for a small string group or some unusual combination of horns that can't be found with just a switch on your guitar, you know?
With his new album called Look Now, Costello has done just that.
But it was something that I just couldn't understand. Till I slipped my finger into the band. Just think what those eyes might betray.
Costello, of course, has been around for decades, but one thing he did not want to make, an album that makes you think, remember this guy? Well, this record will remind you of when you liked him.
You have to say that in the right voice. You say it like, remember this guy? Well, this record will remind you of when you liked him. You know, it's immediately a bad proposition. But unfortunately, that's a lot of the way both record companies and music magazines run the nostalgia business.
So no nostalgia on Look Now. But Costello does return to familiar ground. Songs full of rich characters loaded with desire and heartache. I asked him about one song in particular called Stripping Paper.
I got time on my hands, I'm just stripping paper.
She's discovered the unfaithful nature of her husband, and she tears away one layer of wallpaper to find a pencil mark on the wall where their daughter was measured.
When they were happy, yeah.
And beneath it, like maybe the less splendid wallpaper that they once decorated and put up themselves.
Back then we didn't have means for fine decorations. So we painted while mixing wine.
There's a whole short story in that song, which is something you're really good at.
I think there are in a lot of songs. You know, I'm not trying to tell everybody what every line is supposed to mean, because everybody will hear it differently, and somebody will say, well, I see something that happened to me in that, and there's no sort of instruction manual that goes with the song that tells you what to think or feel, you know. I think, particularly with these songs, they're not songs of judgment at all. They just tell the story, and you take out of it what you take out of it, depending on your own experience.
Tell me about the character Jimmy, who you have introduced us to before, and he makes a return performance in the song Under Lime.
In the album that I made in 2010, I had a song called Jimmy Standing in the Rain, which was about a vaudeville singer trying to sing cowboy songs. So he was a fish out of water really there and then. So I've just painted a picture of this slightly pathetic character and left him abandoned on a railway station, probably never to be seen again.
Except he's back. Here he is.
Yeah, the last time we saw him, he was out in the rain, watching that train roll down the trail. Now he's back in showbiz.
I just decided that he would be found maybe in semi-obscurity, and now 20 years later, so it's in the mid-50s, and he's on one of those panel shows that were so popular then, both in the United States and in England, where toffs and debutantes guess the identity of a mystery guest. So the song picks up backstage when he's in a dressing room with a young woman who's the production assistant on the show. So it's an account of this moment together where there's somebody wrestling with their conscience. It says in the last verse of the song, Jimmy was dreaming as she uncrossed her legs. He shuttered his eyes discreetly. And he thought of a drummer and considered a snare. But the beat of his heart said, don't even start. His conscience was bare, said, don't even dare. She's completely unaware.
She's completely unaware.
One of the things about popular music in the form is that you smuggle sometimes quite dark ideas past the listener with a bright tune. I truthfully originally set this story to a very much more steady and ballad-like tune. And then I realized that it telegraphed the intentions of the song too much.
Huh. You're trying to be a little more sly with it.
The musical setting is bright and opens confidently. Then the song becomes more reflective as you hear of what's actually going on in the character's mind.
There was a curveball that you got thrown this summer as you were trying to put the finishing touches on this album. You were diagnosed with cancer.
Well, to be really clear, not to jump in too abruptly, but I wasn't diagnosed with cancer. A malignancy which could have certainly become cancer was identified.
Thank you
and
for
I
clarifying.
Was among, you know, it is very, very important because, to me it is anyway, because I have several friends, one of whom passed this summer after a very, very difficult but very brave fight against the illness. And I see the very big distinction between people who are living with a cancer which they are controlling through treatment and somebody like myself who is extraordinarily fortunate and is grateful for the expertise of technicians and doctors to have identified something which was conclusively addressed with a single surgery. To be honest, I wasn't going to trouble anybody with this story until I miscalculated what it takes to do my job and went back to work a little sooner than I should have done. Consequently, I had to cancel some shows and I had to provide a coherent explanation for that.
Well, this is why I was asking, was not to pry, and I do appreciate the clarification, but I knew you'd had to cancel some tour dates and I know a lot of people have been wondering how you're doing.
Well, I'm happy to tell you, I'm right as rain. Things, challenges come up in life, and you just have to be grateful for the opportunity to do your work the best you can. And I was very thankful for the good wishes I received, you know. But there's always somebody at the back saying, oh, I never liked him anyway, I hope he dies. You know, and that's true. You can look it up, you know.
You should hear the things that they say about me. They're saying she's no better than she needed.
Well, Elvis Costello, it has been quite the pleasure to speak to you, and I'm so glad you're on tour, and how did you put it? Right as rain.
Right as rain.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Good day to you now.
Elvis Costello, his new album is called Look Now, it's out tomorrow.